What's going on, guys? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into how to turn a negative past into one of your biggest strengths. So if you guys aren't a part of the Facebook group already, definitely try to join that. There'll be a link in the description below. Building a community of like-minded individuals struggling with social anxiety and really building up a really great support group there. So links in the description below. And I got this topic kind of based off of the Facebook group and kind of seeing my whole reason for starting this group in the beginning and even starting the podcast. I was just kind of seeing so many Facebook groups out there that have a huge amount of people inside of them and a huge amount of following that was always just so very negative, okay? And sometimes it's good to be negative and to vent about certain topics, especially when we're doing, you know, your releases and whatnot. But when you're just putting it out there constantly and it's something that's on your mind constantly, then it starts to become a very bad and poor thing in your life. And you start to see it just kind of fall through every area and every aspect becomes worse and worse and just ends up rolling downhill. So in these Facebook groups that have thousands and thousands of members, there's not one post. I shit you not. You can go look at the other ones, I guess, if you want. It's just posts of just negative, 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 and just being like, oh my, it's just because of my past. My past was so bad. Oh my gosh, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that anything bad has ever happened to. Oh my God, if it wasn't for my parents, I would be a normal person and I could finally do things. And listen, sometimes that's true. Okay, sometimes that's actually what happened and your parents might have messed you up. Okay, I'm not saying that's not true. But what I am saying is you can learn to be able to take past events and traumas and negative experiences and become, you know, through time and experience and learning these principles of the social anxiety remedy, learn how to turn them into some of your biggest strengths. So this is what I have to do a lot of the times when I go into my first like initial calls with people and we kind of dive into coaching and whatnot. And people have a very huge tendency to be negative. Okay. And it's really where it's our society, it's our life, and people are addicted to negative thoughts. Okay, I have this sneaky suspicion that the real issues in life aren't necessarily addictions to these normal addictions that you might think of as you know, drugs or abuse or, you know, other addiction type things, but really being addicted to negative thought. And that's what ends up keeping people down. You know, our thoughts affect our emotions that affect our actions. Like I said, it's the CBT, it's a cognitive behavioral triangle. And because of this, they get caught in these loops. And so what you'll notice on these Facebook groups is all these posts are so negative that it's just feeding it into this pendulum of energy that continues to spiral downward and downward into a point where it's not helping anybody, but it's just really making things worse. And I think that's where a lot of groups have gone wrong. And that's why I wanted to create this Facebook group where we could actually give advice and give experiences that we've had and sometimes vent about negative shit that happens. That's great and that's amazing to do because you have this support group now. But being able to not talk shit about this person going through this and not say you're stupid or dumb, like there's so many things going on in those other groups, but be able to give them advice. And for me to be in there and to give some of the principles of the social anxiety remedy. And that's what I'm there to do. So I'm excited that the group's growing like so quickly with that in mind. But taking it back to the principle, like I said, turning your negative past into one of your biggest strengths. Learning to go ahead and not cope with this pain of your past, but take it, fully accept it, and really go all in and saying, look, if it wasn't for this, then I wouldn't be who I am today. Okay, so I have to, it's better to give examples all the time, but when I'm talking to people, I usually give my example of saying, look, my uncle actually committed suicide, and I was very, very torn up about it. He's one of the most amazing people I've ever met. You know, socially, he's just somebody that was absolutely magnetic, and I grew up really idolizing the guy just because of his kindness and his just charisma. But he was addicted to abusive substances. He was, you know, a drug addict, And he ended up ending his life. And it was when I was in high school, you know, young high school. And it was just, I remember that moment. It's kind of the moment that I said, I have to change. And it was the moment that everything changed for me. And so I don't look back at that and say, wow, because of this, I spent so many days in my room alone crying and just being afraid to talk to everybody and just feeling like, woe is me, my life sucks. I did for a moment. But then once you fully accept that you are responsible for your life, it became the biggest help for me. And it became one of the most important events in my life because I said, after that day, that enough's enough and I'm going to change. And because of that, if that event didn't happen in my life, I know for a fact I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't be this new character that I created for myself. You know, I wouldn't have the success or the love or the happiness that I have right now. And it's because of these negative traumatic events. If you didn't go through some of these things in your life, you wouldn't be where you are right now. Okay. And whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, you have to accept it because that's where you are. It led you to listening to this podcast right now. Okay. If that shit didn't happen, you would not be here today. And let me tell you, the enemy of the great is the weak, or is the good, excuse me. The enemy of the great is the good. Okay, if you were just born easy, everything in life was easy, you'd have nothing to show for it. Okay, if you just grow up and everything be easy and you're good at everything, you can never be great because you never have that pain and that struggle that you know so deep to your core and you want to get over it so much. When you're just floating through life, you don't have that pain, you have no need to be great. Okay, and you stop with being, you just be mediocre. Okay, one of the biggest things that I always had to face was growing up, it was just money was always an issue for me. You know, with my family and whatnot, it caused a lot of problems in my life. So money was always an issue, and I always felt like it was going to be the most difficult thing on earth to really achieve, you know, any type of financial gain. And I started reading books, especially after these, you know, events happened in my life that I was just like accepted them and said, okay, because of this, I'm going to move towards this direction. And one of the best quotes I'd ever read was, I think it was like, it was Rockefeller's, you know, apprentice. It might've been Charles Munger. And the quote was basically, it was like the greatest gift that a child could receive is to be born of poverty. Because you're not born just coasting by. Like, do you know how hard it is for somebody who has these extremely wealthy parents not to be addicted to heroin? Okay, not to be addicted to these substances because they're just able to coast by and they have to have the same dopamine hit for us. If it was us to maybe have a little promotion at work or something like that, that would give you that huge dopamine. They would have to do a drug like heroin to be able to feel any sort of joy like that, okay? And so when you're born into this kind of poverty or you're born into this weakness and you're not good, then you can actually overcome that and become great. So you have to realize that you are in one of the best case scenarios that you could possibly be in, okay? It's all mindset. Whether you believe that to be true or not, it is true. And because of that fact, you can end up being great. So many people go wrong and think that they're just life is so messed up. Look, there's no such thing as just a perfect family. You know, every family, I can tell you from experience and from the people that I've talked to and coach, every family is dysfunctional. Okay, and that's usually your childhood being your past, but there can be traumas or negative experiences growing up in your adult life as well, trust me. So once we start to really look at some of these negative pasts, okay, and start to pinpoint them and say, look, this is what I want to take. Okay. This is what happened to me. It's not other people's fault. Okay. It's not their fault most of the time, but look, even if it is, I'm not going to put that on them. Okay. Everything's on me. And because of them, I'm so fucking grateful. Okay. I have so much gratitude because now I'm in this spot and now I can do what I want to do. Now I know what I want to do. Right. You're not going to be good for the rest of your life. You have the potential to be great. So I read a story in a book one time. It was from JFK, and I think it was maybe a biography biography about him. And he was in the military at one point, and his plane crashed, and he was in the ocean, and he was basically on an island and they had to swim to another island to get to safety, or they would have been caught by the enemy soldiers and they would be taken for prisoner. And he had a busted up leg already. And another soldier that he was with was just, there was no way that he could swim. So what he did was he swam, I think, 3 miles from this island with a busted leg all the way to the other one while he's carrying this soldier that can't swim at all because of his injuries. And the whole time people asked him afterwards, what was it that, how did you get through that? What was going through your head? And the whole time what was going through his head was, this is going to be a hell of a story. Okay, when I get out of this, this is going to be one hell of a story, one hell of an experience. Okay, he's one of the most interesting presidents that I think has ever lived, and he was a huge success because of the fact that he went through all of this trauma, okay, this extreme trauma, but going over it and accepting it and saying, look, this is the situation I'm faced with right now, but I'm not gonna just sit down and do nothing about it. I'm gonna overcome it. And there's something to be said too about burning the boats, okay? If you guys have ever heard that expression. And it's basically, I think it was either Alexander the Great or Napoleon. And, you know, it doesn't matter. They basically went to an island to fight this other army. Maybe not an island, I don't know. But they had all their ships, maybe like 100 ships, and they're there. And this army is way, like an immense, immense army, way bigger than theirs. And the leader could just basically see that my army's, they're not in it. They think they're going to lose. And I cannot afford to lose this fight. I cannot afford to lose this battle. So what he did is he ordered the army to burn the ships. So all of their ships were burned. And now the army was like, shit, there is no escape. There is no retreat. There is nothing. This is what I have to do. And if I don't do this, I'm going to die. So sometimes putting yourself in situations like that, although that's a very extreme example, is what leads to your brain to overcome and reach the goals that you want. That's something that I've had to implement in my own life too. And you can do that very easily. So I guess the whole point of this video was to kind of say that, look, everybody has these experiences, okay? Whether you think that, like I saw a thread on this Facebook group that was like, do you think your parents fucked you up? Like, do you think your parents messed you up? And the point of that is, look, sometimes your parents say things that they don't know. They had their own parents and they had their own issues and their parents had their own issues. You can't just blame everything on them. You have to accept where you are right now and say, this is where I am. But because of these events, and write them down, right? Like, look back in your past and say, look, what's some of the things? You'll remember them, okay? Especially if you think hard enough, even though you know you don't think they're there, you'll remember them, especially when you start to get into these releases with the subconscious. But you can do it consciously right now and just remember some events and say, look, this is the event that because of this, I'm here right now. And because I'm right here right now, I'm listening to this podcast and I'm starting to understand and I'm starting to have my eyes open to what's really possible for me. Okay, even though I've been in this state that I am for so long, there's a light. Okay, and that's probably the most amount, that's the biggest message I get, you know, to my Facebook, to my messenger, like constantly. People saying, I've been listening to your podcast and I didn't really know where I was at. Like, I didn't know that there was actually this possibility for me. I've kind of just been skating through life and not finishing things and being this person that I don't really like. And it kind of opened that up to me, this podcast, and it showed me how much potential that I can have and potential that I can be. And it's so true. It's so true. So I definitely, please, after this, just think about it. Like, what was the event? Write it down if you want to spend that time, because it's that important. Write it down and say, this is the thing that I'm not going to let become this negative thing eating me up and full of regret. I'm going to turn this into something that I'm grateful for. And I'm so grateful for this because this has led me down this path. Okay, this path of becoming great. Okay, the enemy of the great is the good. All right, so I guess I'll just leave you guys at that. Definitely check out the Facebook group if you're not a part of it yet. leave in the link description, as well as the website with other free resources. All right, guys. I'll see you later.